Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Fall is here and the weather's lovely. If it could stay like this all year, I'd be a happy man. I want to thank you all for joining me early in the morning right now, or maybe listening later on our Facebook page. I also want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you with this little show every week for maybe the past 7 to 8 years or more. And I love to bring on one of our members, but not until I tell you to shop local. Keep your money local. Go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. We have a membership roster with about 650 local businesses. Support them. You'll get a better product, and they'll take care of you better. And these are the people that you go to when you want, you know, raffle gifts for your nonprofit or that sponsor Little League teams. And they pay the taxes that support police, fire, first responders, and schools. I know Amazon is easy to use, and oftentimes we will go to that, but you should only do it in a rare instance. Keep your money local. And guess what? Amazon's not that easy if you've got to return something. I've seen folks go through the agony. That's all I want to. I'm off of my soapbox now. Now I want to introduce you to one of our guests. This is a lady I've come to know and respect over the years. She's smart. She's brilliant. And she's going to be speaking at our annual meeting October 7th. And I'm talking about the one and only Miss Kelly Frager from Kelly Frager Professional Development and Training. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me today. I was looking forward to our conversation.
I always do. I always look forward to talking with you. So I want to just kind of go over a couple of things. I think a lot of folks know you, but there's a lot of folks who don't. So you're going to be talking at the Chamber's annual meeting October 7th. And anybody listening can sign up for that. And if you mention this show, you'll get member pricing, not the non-member pricing. So for $30, you can come have a wonderful meal, get to meet a lot of nice folks, and get to hear you talk, Kelly. And you're going to be talking about turning down the volume to tune in. Ought to be exciting.
Yes, I hope so. And I feel like it's at a perfect time, too, for us to have this type of conversation. Just because I'm sensing that a lot of people are really reevaluating all the noise that has gone in their lives for many years. And then suddenly we got thrown into this crazy pandemic, right? And we had an opportunity to look at things differently. And so I feel like the timing of this is really perfect, really perfect.
I do agree. And I think the art is going to be for people to balance it, because whether we like it or not, noise means business and how fast things move. So being able to get our jobs done, fulfill our obligations, but also finding the way to keep ourselves sane and turn down the volume. But before we get too much into the talk, I'd like to at least ask you, so for those that don't know you, who is Kelly Frager?
Well, thank you for asking. So Kelly Frager is a Carroll County resident and, of course, proud member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
I started my own business many years ago and have done different things with it. And I like to say that I work with organizations, I work with individuals to help them optimize the power of their people. So when we think about a business or an organization, they have a product, they have a service that they offer. The thing that sets them apart and that makes that product or service happen are the people that are behind that. And so I like to work in the areas of primarily communication, team dynamics. I've talked to the chamber before about emotional intelligence and what that looks like in the workplace.
Yep.
How do you get that team to be a high performing team? How I just came this morning from a session with a client, and what one of the things that we really were focusing on is how that team can better communicate with one another and appreciate one another's styles more. And so I like to say I'm in that whole little realm of communication, but particularly as it applies to individuals and their ownership of their business of one and their team and how they appreciate their team members as well and their different styles. So that's where I typically sit with what I do, and I love what I do. And I'm so happy that I've had some opportunities to be back in person, including this event on October 7th, where we can see people and we can interact with people and read that nonverbal body language.
I know. And then, Kelly, so much of what you talk about is all based on relationships. And I love that, because that's what I've found in my job here in the last 11 years, that's what drives business. And the culture that people have where they work is what keeps the employees happy. And if the employees are happy, the customers are. So let's get right into talking about the specific topic, turning down the volume to tune in. When we look at that, there's a lot of noise out there, right? There's a lot of things that distract us. And I say one of the biggest things would probably be the spell of technology. I mean, technology is so hugely important, but in some ways, if we're not careful, it can diminish the relationships that we have. And I've seen nothing better than, as an example of that, than the actual cell phones that we have now. These things are high-powered computers. And aside from just being able to keep us in touch with our loved ones and people who are important, they distract us to the point where we become slaves to them, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's like we're on a version, our own version of the Jetsons, right? we never thought would happen. But yeah, to your point, they're very valuable tools. So there's never a bash from me about technology. It's more so how we manage our technology. So I say that very intentionally, which is how we manage our technology. Notice I did not say how our technology manages us.
Correct.
And I think for so many people, we have gotten under that spell of technology, and the technology is managing us. So in other words, it's like Pavlov's dog, right? So we have a notification for when we get a text or...
Oh my God, Kelly, I hate it. Your actual phone beeps when you get a text. It rings when you get a call. It beeps when you get an email. You get a Facebook notification. You get a LinkedIn. Yeah. People can turn those things off, right?
Yes, they can turn those things off. And I won't be talking really about, okay, this is how you turn those things off, but I'll be talking about how we can be intentional with how we use something like technology, right? Because for the conversation we'll have on October 7th, it's all about how we tune in to what's important to us. And I would venture to say that our cell phones probably would not make the list of the top five things that are important to us in life.
You know, I think you're right. I think on our deathbed, we're not going to say, if I'd only upgraded to the iPhone 100. If you just now tuned in and missed the first part of this, we've got half the show left. I'm talking to Ms. Kelly Frager from Kelly Frager Professional Development and Training. She's going to be our speaker at the Chamber's annual meeting, of which you can still come to by going to carrollcountychamber.org or calling us at 410-848-9050, October 7th at Martin's in Westminster at noontime. So we're talking a little bit about how do you tune out some of these things, or how do you kind of like turn down the noise to tune in? Kelly, are there any specific examples you could give folks right now on how can we turn down the noise? What are some things? I mean, we were kind of tapping into maybe turning some of the actual notifications off on our phone. Are there other things too?
Yes. I think that a realization, and one of the things I'll be talking about, is that each of us, everybody on planet Earth, has the same 1,440 minutes per day. And once that time is gone, once that 1 minute, once, you know, Sunday morning at 7:03 is gone, that minute is gone forever, right? Like there's only one of those minutes ever. And so it's a realization that time is finite. And so we need to be intentional with how we spend our time based on what's important to us. And again, it's not cell phone. We're not going to say, to your humorous point, on our deathbed, I wish I would have spent more time on Facebook. I wish I would have spent...
Or watching Netflix.
watching Netflix, right? Life is about relationships. And you had mentioned earlier, that's kind of the area that I work in. And yes, that's so where it is. And we foster relationships through our technology. So again, technology isn't bad. It's how we manage that technology. And so this realization that we have this finite amount of time every day, how are we choosing to spend it? And so looking at what our time is, what the tasks are that we do. Each of us has to show up as a professional, as a parent, as a brother, son, daughter, right? Like all these different roles that we have. And so what are the tasks that we do? What's our treasures? Like how do we treasure spending our time? So it might be that you love taking trips. And so it's important for you.
I like to take trips.
I know you do. I know you do. And fortunately for chamber members, you've looped them into the trip taking. And I too love my vacations, you know, but you have to plan for those things and you have to be intentional. And so even on a daily basis, I know if I spend, you know, blank amount of time twiddling away on Facebook because I get sucked in, or on Instagram because I'm, you know, watching people's stories, that opportunity cost, I think of things as opportunity costs, right? So if I spend that, you know, 30 minutes doing that on Instagram, reading, looking at people's stories or seeing what they posted, that's 30 minutes that I might have to tack on to the end of my workday because I didn't get done the task that I needed to do. And so it takes away from my treasures, which is, you know, at this point with three grown and flown kids, time with my husband. And so it's all a matter of trade-offs and thinking about time as opportunity cost, because once we turn down all the noise that is very much out there, the competition for our time is crazy these days. I mean, our inboxes, right? Our notifications, everybody's competing for our time. We need to take and turn that down all that noise and only take in the noise that we want to hear. So then we can tune in for making time with what's important to us.
Kelly, I love it. And I'm excited to hear, because you're going to be talking to us for a little while there. And are you going to get some input from people also, or no?
Yes.
There'll be a little back and forth.
I'm definitely going to do a little back and forth because I don't have the answers. Like, this is not something that I can tell you what your treasures are. Like, this is something that you have to think about. What are my treasures? What do I prioritize in life? And how's my time lining up with that? And what's the noise? Like, what's getting in the way of me, you know, pausing, breathing? How do I say no to all those requests that I get? You know, as chamber president, think about it. You could probably be attending a networking event
every night,
like every day, a luncheon, every night, an event. Right. At some point, then.
Well, I'm getting fat, Kelly. That's why I'm getting fat, even with COVID. So. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kelly, we're almost wrapping it up. Is there anything you'd like to say in a half a minute to a minute about what you're going to be talking about, or anything you'd like to encourage folks to do to work towards this goal of trying to turn down the volume to tune in?
No, I just would encourage people, first of all, sign up. I look forward to October 7th. I always love learning from people who are participants and in the audience. And so I look forward to learning from them. And also just think about this concept of busyness, because we're going to talk about busyness too. And, you know, how are you doing? Oh, so busy. I'm so busy. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And so, you know, maybe before you come, if you've signed up, if you haven't signed up, sign up. And then just think about, what are you busy doing? What does that mean for you too? So we're going to talk about all those things we just talked about. And just thank you so much, Mike, for having me. And I look forward to talking to my fellow chamber members October 7th.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly, what's your contact information if people want to get a hold of you?
I can best be reached at Kelly@KellyFrager, and that's FRAGER.com. So Kelly@KellyFrager.com. And my website is just KellyFrager.com. So you can reach me through that as well.
Perfect. And they can also find you and all of our members on our website at CarrollCountyChamber.org. Kelly, thanks so much for being with me today.
Mike, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Great. All right. If you just now tuned in and missed this show, never fear. We'll have it up on our website tomorrow. I've been talking to Ms. Kelly Frager of Kelly Frager Professional Development and Training, specifically in regards to our annual meeting October 7th at Martin's for lunch, where she'll be talking about turning down the volume to tune in, something we all need to think about every so often. So go to our website at CarrollCountyChamber.org to find all of our information, all of our events, all of our past shows, everything, including our wonderful trip to Ireland next year, March 15th. So thank you so much for listening. Find us again, CarrollCountyChamber.org, or call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italiana Grocery. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening. Do something special today with family or friends, and God bless.